Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be a butler? Well, welcome to Being Butler with Lord Wallington. Every other week, we'll talk to one of our team members and go over what it's like to be a butler with Lord Wallington. We hope you enjoy. Hey, this is Emmanuel with Lord Wallington. Welcome to Being Butler. This is a new podcast that we're going in a different direction than previously, but this one is going to be all about essentially being a butler. We have two team members with me today. We have Miguel. Miguel?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's recording, so you can't just smile at the phone. So I said Miguel, and he smiled at the phone. It's like, and say something. Unless you can hear smiles. That was Miguel. And then we have David with us. He's the newest team member.
Yeah.
That was him saying yeah. So super excited to have him on board. We just hustled this morning at two homes, one in Point Loma and one in downtown San Diego. So this first podcast about being butler is going to kind of guide us through the journey of what we're trying to do or trying to build and the people behind it and the team that make it all happen. So we can either do this, you know, we're going to do it bi-weekly. We'll probably have different team members on board with us. Give different perspectives of, I don't really want to know how you feel too much. So we'll just, you know, we'll edit the bad, but yeah, we'll edit the feelings, but we'll keep the emotion and the passion. So, excited to share this journey with all of you. So episode one of Being Butler is about, home service redefined. So home service redefined is the slogan for Butler by Lord Wallington. And that is because we are trying to redefine the home service industry. We have, mostly gentlemen on the team right now. And so traditionally it's not a service that, men are, necessarily involved in.
We're changing the game.
Right. So, kind of just to throw it out there, we'll have David go first. We'll go alphabetically. So we'll ask David here what his initial thinking is behind the term home service redefined.
Ooh, so much pressure. I don't know. I haven't put a lot of thought into it. Home service, I guess, feels to me like a broad term. So if it's like the housekeeping stuff, to me that is... I don't know, it's very important to me because a clean house means to me a clean mind, and it helps you focus, and help me, Emmanuel, help me.
Well, that's good. I mean, home service, the lion's share of the home service industry is housekeeping, house cleaning.
Yeah.
And you're right that I think people perform professionally better when their home is in order.
Yeah.
So since we serve a lot of professionals, you're welcome to the masses, because now all the professionals who are serving you are going into it with a clean mind. So
you're welcome.
Yeah, I would like to take credit for all success of all people. So, but it all starts in the home. I mean,
well, yeah, the people at the bottom help lift everyone at the top, and it makes their job possible and it makes our job possible. So it's an exchange of your skills.
Right, yeah. Oh, that's a great way to say that.
It's like a triangle. Yeah.
It's like a triangle.
That's
a triangle.
Of coming out.
Yeah. It's a triangle and a circle.
All right, Simba. I mean, Miguel. What is your definition, or what are your thoughts on home service redefined in our, what we're trying to do here?
Yeah, man, well, redefined. I feel like that's a big deal for me, simply because, you know, being organized or being structured in anything that you do makes way for, you know, for you to be more creative or to do or take care of the things that are more important to you. You know, just like you mentioned, or you guys mentioned before, you know, you have a clean home, that's the least of your worries. You take care of everything else that needs to be done. And so, redefining means changing the game.
That's right. I agree 100% with both of those. So, taking it outside of, you know, where we want to grow and what we want to do. That was Miguel's knuckles. And where we want to go with this. I don't want to say like, what's your, you know, I guess I do want to know kind of what's your favorite part of this kind of work and what's your least favorite part of this kind of work? It doesn't mean it necessarily be something you hate, but if you had the option to not do one or the other, like, I'm just curious to know, like, what are they? Tell me.
My likes is, like, I guess for me, I do like getting my hands dirty. Man, like, get up at my frog.
He's playing with a frog over here.
I do like putting my hands to use. As weird as it may sound, it's pretty fulfilling. So even when outside of this line, if I'm giving a presentation or something, I'm very handsy and whatnot. So what I don't like?
Nothing. Next.
All right, yeah, okay.
Well, that was easy. I love it all. And I'm fulfilled 100%. Awesome. No, but it may be something that you did, you know, I'm going to say don't like, but what's one thing that you... I mean, for instance, I prefer, if I had to do take care of a kitchen or a bathroom, I would choose the bathroom. Why? I don't know.
I was telling him about that.
I prefer to see an extremely clean toilet.
It's just spotless.
I don't know why, but that makes me happy. Yeah. Or,
you guys are weird.
So yeah, we all have our weird tendencies. Or suede. I don't know what it is about suede for me, but if I see a suede couch or a suede chair, I am all over it.
He jumps on it first.
I get on it first. I vacuum it, and then I come through with the brush and leave some lines. And it's just something so soothing about
those
lines.
When he's done, he says, "I'm living."
Yes. Maybe not exactly like that. Maybe something more like "I'm living." But I do take great joy in those lines and also a shiny toilet. So, but you know, I guess rooms. What room do you prefer over the other room if you had to choose?
Yeah, my go-tos are the restrooms or the bathrooms. As weird as that sounds, it's my go-to.
Well,
yeah.
It's not weird to me, but it might sound weird to other people.
Yeah. There's nothing else I can say.
You just love the toilet.
I don't know. I guess it's the room that gets used the most. And so once you clean it, it just feels great to see how it looks and it smells good. It smells great. I don't know.
You're right. It is the most used room, and I think... What you're saying is the most obvious change in that room, like before and after.
Definitely.
I guess. So you see the fruit of your labor, like there, right? So
that's one thing I do like about jobs like this, is that at the end of the day, you can see, it's not the outcome. You get to see the outcome. You get it. It's not like, I don't know, something else, like pushing papers or it's like the same thing every day. The next day you have more papers, and the papers never go away. But with certain projects, you wrap it up at the end of the day, and you get to see like the completed work, and I think that's a very fulfilling feeling.
Right.
To see the end results.
That's definitely the perk of this type of field, that sometimes you don't know what you're gonna get, and so it changes. The scenery changes all the time, and I appreciate that.
That's true.
That helps burnout too. You don't go to the same location every single day. So I think that helps a lot with burnout, changing it up. And it helps you stay sharp, because you're having to adapt to every situation and different people and different environments. So I like that too.
Nice. So for David, if you had to choose a room, like what's your go-to?
The living room, because it's the most inviting. That's where people relax a lot, and that's where people socialize a lot. So to me, it just feels like warm, and I don't know. It's just, that's the place where I people have a lot of their, like, more of their valuables in there, so you get to see a lot of more of their personality. What are they into? They got family pictures up in there, so it kind of helps with attaching to the client, or if it's your friend or whatever.
Right. So, that's cool. I never thought about that. Yeah, you do learn a lot about people when you when you go into their home. Yes, that's definitely true. So
that's the thing that I probably don't like. I mentioned that to you today too. Mm-hmm. Is that dealing with all those valuables, you have to be extra cautious and careful, because they mean so much to people. Mm-hmm. So you have to make it mean a lot to you when you're handling it, and be careful with it. And that might stress me out or whoever out, because I don't want to break it.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, there's a lot of value in there, trying to make it look nice too.
Right.
So that can make you feel good.
No, that's a good way to put it. I think anytime you're doing this kind of work, taking ownership in any work is also a great thing. But like you said, at the smallest level of you know, taking some ownership of the person's living room, treating their you know, their valuables or whatever as if they're your own. You, of course, you don't want to break your own stuff. So I think that's great. One thing that people always say when we interview with them to see if we can take their home is always, you know, we just want somebody to treat our home as if it was theirs.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a lot to be said if somebody can actually do that.
Yeah.
That's half the success. It's just coming into a home and saying, okay, like, this is my home for these next 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know,
there has to be a sort of empathy there.
Right.
You have to be an empathetic person, put yourself in their shoes and see things through their eyes. And a lot of people are incapable of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it takes a special person to be able to take extra care and still do a good job. That's a hard balance for some people.
Right. Yeah. No, it definitely is. And so that's why you're with our team.
Glad to be here.
Right. And Miguel over here is playing with some Legos. Boy, I'm so glad we're here at my house with my son's toys, because otherwise Miguel would be so bored.
You're not putting me on blast like that.
But, right. So I think that, you know, this is a pretty, we're building a pretty solid team here. Like I said, with this whole, like, redefining the home service industry, having, you know, when you think of the term butler, a lot of people think a male anyways. Mm-hmm. It is a male term. You have the butler, and then you have,
I think, the French Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes, Jeffrey. Yeah, I'm just going to call us Jeffreys. I brought my Jeffreys with us. So who's serving my home today, Jeffrey? Never met Jeffrey. Well, who's serving my home next time, Jeffrey? So this is a different guy.
We're all Jeffrey.
So never thought about that. Yeah, that's funny. Wow, that's a good idea.
No, it's not.
Maybe we should. I'm sending your Jeffrey. Instead of saying I'm sending team member, I'll say I'm sending Jeffrey. Jeffrey Miguel over. Jeffrey David.
Jeffrey.
That's funny. But so this industry of you know, the direction that we're going in. So the Butler by Lord Wellington service is full service. So it's anything you need from, you know, housekeeping, errand running, dog walking, pretty much anything. So with that, I think electrical, but we'll do minor electrical work, stuff like that.
We'll change your light bulb.
We had Miguel, you know, changing light bulbs. I'm gonna go change some light bulbs here in a minute. But it's full service. I think these days is something that, let's say, an app can't necessarily provide. So you can have an app for groceries. You can have an app for a cleaning service. You can have an app for dog workers. So now you have three or four different apps, and you're juggling three or four different people either coming into your home, having access to your life, your personal life. I mean, personally, I don't want all these people coming into my house. So I think that having this, you know, the butler service where we'll come in and we're one person coming into your home that you've built.
It's streamlined.
We build trust with you. You trust us. We're able to come in, take care of everything that four different apps could take care of. You don't have to manage all these apps, whatever. So we're not an app, but we're a person. So you contact us,
we
come
one
in.
Person.
We're one person. We're one Jeffrey.
We'll get there eventually. We'll have an app for y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Do either of you build apps?
I don't. No. I have no experience.
If there's anybody out there who build apps, hit us up. Maybe we can build up something cool. Do like a scheduling / request / whatever. I don't know. So I guess now we're an app. Great. I just talked bad about apps and now we're an app.
Build into it, you know? It's just a great idea. I mean, it's an ever-changing industry, and then if it can make it easier for even our clients to access us, why not?
That's true. Yeah. That way, both of you can have the app and you both can get the requests, not just me. Mm. That would be cool. We're on to something, guys. See? Home service redefined. All the time. So plastered on the side of my car. People always ask me, what does that mean? I just tell them we're changing the face of what this industry was traditionally. Because I think it's time, you know, we have Uber. Uber shook up the taxi industry. It was taxis for, you know, decades. Now Uber comes in and I haven't ridden in a taxi in, I don't know, years because of Uber. So the housekeeping home industry hasn't been changed or really touched in an extremely long time. So I think it's due for a shift, for a change, and kind of just to show people what else is out there.
I got a question. How do you, what's the difference between like what you're talking about and like what an assistant might do for like a family who might be doing paperwork and cleaning and errands and stuff. Is it similar to that, or it's, would you say it's different?
Yeah, it's similar, and we've had clients, they've asked us, you know, kind of the same question.
Yeah.
My response is always, you have the support of the whole Butler team.
Right.
So with, for an individual to go in, they're the individual, they're sole proprietor or whatever they are, and they go in and they're just there in the home. That's just them.
Yeah.
With us, you get the support of the whole team, to where if you have a project that needs multiple people, a second team member comes in and helps supports. If you need access to different contractors, plumbers, electricians, caterers, I mean, all of these things, they go to the Butler team. Mm-hmm. So the Butler team, you know, Butler in general is just an umbrella of services. So it's a one-stop shop. So instead of having somebody reaching out to all these different places, that's our job,
yeah.
Right? So you come
it's
to the...
It's an important difference.
Yeah, so you come to the team and just the support of the team. That's what you're purchasing. You're purchasing the convenience and the hours of the entire service. So I think that's one thing that differentiates,
yeah.
You know, us from an assistant.
That's well said.
Yeah, so let's talk about uniforms. How do you feel about your uniform, Miguel?
It's pretty fly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've gone through a bunch. When I first started, I was wearing long sleeve Dickies brand top and pants, and it was so awful. It was hot. It was uncomfortable. That lasted for a little bit. Then I went into the shirt I'm wearing now and shorts, just because it was summer and it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
So just to be comfortable. And then I didn't want to show my legs anymore, so I went to pants. So I needed to be modest. But you know, the ladies.
Your shorts like a mid thigh? Like your workout shorts?
Hey! No one needs to know about my workout shorts here. Okay.
I'm just trying to imagine how you look, man. No,
you know, Lieutenant Dang from Reno 911.
That was you.
That's what was my.
And then with the
stats,
oh, you're winning.
And the
I hope you have pictures, man.
And the aviators.
And the manual, take those off.
Good
housekeeping.
Gosh.
They're like,
that's redefined for real.
They're like, we just.
Yo, he's shaking up the industry for sure.
We'll give you a service and a show.
No wonder people don't want to leave when you're cleaning them.
Oh, I know. Right. How come everybody always leaves the house?
Manny, I dropped something under the couch. Can you get that for me?
Ma'am, again?
Whoopsie. Did I do that?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So I've been through a lot of different uniforms to find the right one that works for everybody.
Mental picture, bro.
So mid-rise shorts are out. Long pants are in.
Thank God that came out before I did
it. I know. Here's your uniform. Oh my God. That's funny. Tube socks. Oh no. Boy, so yes, so we've...
Are you cold, buddy?
How can you tell? Oh, so we, yeah, so the uniforms have come and go. I'm sure they'll come and go again. But we secured, you know, we're on these wickering polo shirts that breathe.
Yeah.
Because we're hustling.
Feel me?
Sweating up and down. I don't know, if I'm not sweating, I feel like I'm not working for some reason. I don't know if that's a weird thing to think about, but... I think, you know,
the same way.
Yeah, the uniforms are, you know, they're consistent, they're familiar. We try and do our best to provide the same individuals to the home, same homes every single time.
Professional.
That way the, yeah, so it's a professional
it's
thing.
Like a DJ,
yes, I know. I got my hype man back here.
Professional.
So.
We wildin' out.
Yes.
I'm living. By the way, that's not a machine. It's real ad-libs in real time.
This is Miguel. So we're going to change this podcast to This is Miguel.
We're going to edit the heck out of this thing.
It's organic. No editing.
Oh.
But so the familiarity of the uniform just creates a familiar presence in the home. People see the black shirt, the black pants.
prestige.
Right, it's prestigious. It's I think there's a lot that comes with the color black, and our logo's white, so it's a black and white image that we're giving. And the clients, when they see the uniform, they are, there's no stress, there's no anxiety, there's no, who's this person, who's this new person? Could be a new person.
Yeah.
But the...
Well, it connects you to the brand.
Right, yeah. So they know exactly what they're going to get when they see that uniform.
And it looks like the car, I forgot to mention that.
Right, yeah, the branding on the
car. White car with the white writing.
Yeah, so everything's, you know, the same across the board. That way there's no surprises.
Simplicity.
Yeah, and it's simple. One of the things that I love the most is when we show up to a place downtown and we check in at the front desk, they call the homeowner and they say, your butler's here. They don't need to know our name necessarily. They just see it on our shirts and they say, you know, your butler's here. And if people are walking by, of course, it's going to pique interest. And we've gotten clients just by walking out the door because they see the uniform, they see the professionalism, and they say, you know, like, who are you with? What do you do? And I always say, everything.
Ooh.
What do you need? You know, so Home Service Redefined. Look at the side of my car. It's everywhere. So I think we're headed in the right direction. As long as we have a solid team, a solid, reliable team, that's where every business is built, is in the team. I mean, we can market the heck out of this and be everywhere, but that doesn't mean anything if we don't have a solid team. Mm-hmm. So, you guys are in it to win it. I think we're doing good things. So, any final comments, Miguel?
Why do you say it like that? Leave me alone.
What do you want to leave the listeners with? What's something you want to leave them with here?
I'm going to go ahead and say my favorite quote. I have it on my fridge. No matter what you do. Dramatic effect.
Oh. No matter what you do. Great quote. Okay, next. I think you forgot to copy.
Don't wish it was easy. Just wish you were better.
Nice. And that's a good one. That's one that he has on the website under his picture. So if you want to see Miguel and see his quote, you can visit lordwellington.com. David, final thoughts?
I don't have any final thoughts, really. I think this is cool. I think what you're doing is cool. I think you're both good guys.
I'm
happy to be a part of this.
Thanks. Yeah. And we're happy for you to be here, obviously. That's why you're here. We get a lot of applications and only the best make it. So
I got a quote. I don't know if it fits in here, but
say it.
Progress, not perfection. Yes. And I don't know if that applies to our job, but I think it applies to life in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't beat yourself up over not being perfect, but you can always be striving to make progress.
Right. And I agree 100%, just because with us, the growth that we've seen, I've tried to grow fast and that wasn't working.
Yeah.
So I think, like you're saying, just the progress, just keep it moving. Yeah. As long as we keep moving in a direction and
you were telling me that in the elevator with the make it smooth. And
slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Yeah, so that's my old Navy term. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. So as long as you keep moving at a pace, doesn't need to be fast, doesn't need to be slow.
Doesn't have to be perfect.
Just keep moving forward.
Smooth, make some progress.
Yeah, so.
Bars.
Bars?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
That's fine. But anyway.
16 bars.
So the mastermind behind all this, any final thoughts, Mr. Emmanuel?
Yeah.
No, I have no final thoughts. I'm just grateful for you guys to be part of the team. I really think that with time, we'll see more growth. And the more people that come on the team, men or women, whoever wants to join the team, if you work hard and you see the vision, you see a dream that we're all going to work on. Excuse me, this isn't, you know, just me. This is us. Like, we're in this. This is a team. This is, we're only as good as us. You know, so
final thoughts. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I had no final thoughts except for pull up a chair.
Hold up.
So no, that's all I got. I'm just grateful for you guys and the direction that this is going in. I'm grateful for our clients and shout out to all you busy people. We love you.
Yeah.
So we've been lucky to land the right clients and you know, if they're not the right client, it's not the right fit. We don't force anything. We move on and just make sure that it's organic and it feels good and the energy is good. And that's my final thought.
Beautiful.
So, all right, everybody, thank you very much for listening in on our very first Being Butler podcast. So I'm excited to do this with either other team members or these same guys, or maybe just Miguel. He can make he can make faces at the phone and think that you guys can hear them. But no, I appreciate everything everybody's doing, and looking forward to talking to everybody next time. Thanks.